Up next, we have Utah coach Whittingham. The Utes travel to face Arizona this week on Saturday. With that, we'll open it up to questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, Kyle, as we get kind of into the final month here, do you take more of a time to look around at the big picture at all and see where what lies ahead and polls and things like that, or is it still kind of the same as it was through the first half?
Well, we remain focused week to week on what we can control, which is the next game. But now that the the committee's in force and announcing their picks weekly, I mean, sure, you pay attention to that. How can you not? I mean, there's no way you can not know that. I mean, you're watching TV and it comes across the bottom line, or it's in every everywhere around you. And so we're aware of where we're positioned in that the playoff rankings, but it it's not our main concern. Our main focus is just trying to control what we control, which is the next game.
Do you feel like you guys are in control in terms of if you went up that you would be into that Final Four playoff?
That's a good question. I don't think there's any guarantee there, but I think if we take care of our business, I think we got a good shot. But we're not, like I said, we're not really focused on that. Our main objective right now is to try to win the Pac-12 South. Without doing that, nothing else happens, and so that's the immediate goal. And the only way we can get that done is to take them one week at a time. And we've got a tough one this week against Arizona. And that's our mentality right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. Arizona's playing for bowl eligibility right now. Does that make them maybe a little more dangerous considering that they're kind of in desperation mode in these last 2 weeks for them?
No, what makes them dangerous is they've had our number the last 3 years. They've kicked our butt the last 3 years. That's the danger, and we've had no answer for their run game. And so therein lies the problem, not what they're playing for. Everyone's playing for something. Well, I guess not everybody, but most teams are still playing for something. And so that's our big problem is to try to figure out how to slow the run game down, which we haven't been able to do for the last 3 years. And they're running the football exceptionally well again this year, nearly 250 yards a game. So we've got our hands full and our work cut out for us, no matter what the extracurricular things surrounding the game are.
Is that something your players take to heart, since none of them have beaten Arizona since they've been at Utah? Do you think that's something they think about at all?
Well, a few of them has. The first year we beat them, 11. We still got a few guys. Yeah, we got a few guys left that were on that team. Not many, I can tell you that. But they take that to heart, and it's something that we've made known. I mean, if there's an elephant in the room, you address it, and there's an elephant in the room with that, and we certainly have let them know, where we are, and they're not stupid. They understand it as well, so it's a big challenge. Arizona's a good football team, and particularly on offense, and we've got to try to find an answer this year.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Kyle, I know ultimately, athletes should be practicing at 100%, every minute of every day focused on the task at hand and in the game. But what are the subtleties of coaching when you're winning versus when the team is down? How does the experience in the locker room change in terms of how you keep guys focused on the task at hand and not getting too high or too low? How does that change when you're winning versus when you're not doing as well?
Well, and I know when you're losing, your team is much more fragile, and you got to be careful how you handle them because, there's a potential losing them, and they're just not as. their mindset and their mentality is not as stable, and then that's when you can really coach them hard, and so it's it would seem to be the opposite, but that's how it works, and when you're winning, they've bought in and they believe in what you're doing, and really they'll pay attention to pretty much anything you say, but all of a sudden you start dropping a few ball games and everyone starts having answers and, I should be playing instead of this guy and all that type of stuff. And so I think that's the thing that you need to have your pulse, your hand on the pulse of as a coach is the state of mind of your team. And like I said, when you're winning, you got an opportunity to drive your points home in a much more stern fashion than if you're not doing so well.
I, through the years talking to coaches, some of them have confessed to me that they had a moment when they went in and just chewed their team out, flipped over a table, went nuts and stuff, And the first time that doesn't work, it can be a huge negative. Have you had experiences with that where you have to kind of control your emotions as a coach because you want to chew them out, but sometimes kids today don't buy into that?
Well, like I said, I think you have to have a feel for your team's state of mind and where they're at, and that's why we're coaches. I mean, that's you know, you're part psychologist when you're a coach. There's no doubt about that. You got to be tuned in to how to handle the guys, and that's not to say that every single team is the same either. You know, some teams you can coach harder than others, and you know, just the personalities on the team and are different, and so it's just a matter of you know, you having a good feel for where your guys are at and what hot buttons to push and you know, how to handle them. I guess that's the best way I can answer that.
Great. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, the Spokesman Review.
Hey, Kyle. After years of, you know, sustained success and going to bowl games, you had a couple of years where you didn't go to a bowl game, 2012-2013. I'm wondering how that affected kind of the process of program building and what getting those bowl practices back last year meant.
Well, it's huge to be able to go to a bowl game because of just that. You know, the extra practice time, the little boost it gives you in recruiting. But you know, the develop and that extra practice time is primarily for the development of your younger players. You know, that's where you really take advantage of that, and that's been our MO all throughout the years when we do go to bowls, which is most years other than the two that you mentioned, and that gives you, you know, essentially an extra spring ball is what it amounts to get those younger guys, you know, fundamentally and more technique sound, and we missed that for those 2 years, and fortunately we were able to get that reversed and get back into the bowl play last year, and of course we will be in bowl play this year, and so I think it's almost a situation where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You know, the people that don't go to bowls who really need to practice more so probably than the guys that are going to bowls don't get it, and vice versa.
On those years when you weren't following a bowl trip or a set of bowl practices, did you notice fall camp or at least spring practices, were they just kind of more of a slog? Were you not able to kind of get going as quickly?
Oh no! I don't think that's the case. They were hungry. They were ticked. I mean, our guys, you know, because it had been years since we hadn't been to a bowl, and so there was a definite chip on the shoulder in those 2 years. And you know, we got right back into the winter workouts. You know, when you go to a bowl game, depending on the timing of it, you give the guys some time off afterwards. But there was no time off. You know, the time off was not going to a bowl, and so. So we got right back after it. No, we didn't have any problem jump starting those guys or getting them back into the work mode.
Appreciate your time, Kyle.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Liam Sullivan, Daily Orange.
Hi, Coach. What has Britton Covey meant to your team this season as a freshman wide receiver?
Oh, he's meant a bunch. I mean, he's leading the team in receptions, at least as a receiver. And he's, you know, Devontae Booker and him, I think, are tied with the most receptions on the team. But he's created a spark for us, and not only in the as a receiver, but in the punt return game. He's leading the conference by a wide margin in punt returns as far as, you know, just yards gained in the punt returns, which is all we go by. You know, it's not average that matters. It's how many yards you can compile returning punts. And so he's been a big bright spot for us. Now we're going to miss him for the next 2 years. You know, he's going to go on a church mission, so we're not going to have him beyond this year for a couple of years. But he has been everything we'd hoped for and more. And one thing, he wants me to make sure it's Covey, not Covey. So you're not the only guy. Everyone pronounces Covey, but it's Covey is how you pronounce it. But he's just been a great addition to our team.
And, you know, to what extent has he exceeded expectations? And then twofold, how much will he be missed over these next 2 years as he's pursuing that church mission?
Well, yes, he has exceeded expectations. You know, we knew he was going to come in. In fact, we had, you know, when we recruited him, we had visions of him coming in and being our punt returner this year and maybe contributing some as a wide receiver. But you know, and he's filled the bill with a punt return to a tee. I mean, he's done a great job with that. But we didn't have any idea that he would be as important and as big of a factor for us as a wide receiver, and we're going to miss him. Now, it's all about recruiting at this level, so you got to go out and recruit guys to take his place. And we also have some guys in the program that can compete for his job, but But, we're going to miss him without a doubt. We'll get him back in the, the season of 18. So we got to be able to find some guys to pick up the slack while he's away.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Okay.
Thank you, Coach, for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.